Today's episode is live at San Francisco Sketchfest, featuring guests Horatio Sanz, Chris Gethard, and Colton Dunn.
Welcome to Improv for You Humes, Matt Besser, that's me. Uh-oh, it's Horatio Sanz, Chris Gethard, and who's that? Colton Dunn. San Francisco, thanks for being here at 1 o'clock on a Saturday. There he is. I guess this is sponsored by Liquid Death Mountain Water.
Oh, this is water? I thought this was alcohol.
I know, it Murder looks like that. Thirst. Is this a water you guys are aware of? Is this a local water?
Liquid Death, y'all.
This is for alcoholics that still want to party. You know, they just, I'm fucked up, guys, with you. Me too.
You know, Horatio, it made me think of that too, because when I was like 12 years old, we would go on vacation at this place that at the same time of year every year, and there were older kids there that would party, and I wanted to party with the older kids, but I didn't want to drink alcohol. But I wanted to fit in, so we would go get apple cider that looked like champagne bottles. You guys know what I'm talking about? And we'd rip the label where it said apple cider and put your hand over that part. I'm drinking champagne. But that looks like this is designed for that. It looks like these look like 40 ouncers, don't they?
Yeah, I've been avoiding them all weekend because I'm sober.
Oh,
that is fucking water.
It's water, dude. Chug it.
Yeah. But it's got 0.8 alcohol content in it.
Alcoholic water? That's not water. Woo! That's vodka. Okay. We cut to the guys coming up with the marketing for this. All right, guys. This is pure mountain water from the area. But, you know, we need something that's going to stick out. You know, we can't just call it mountain water or pure spring water.
Murder juice.
Wait. You're the new guy.
Murder juice.
Can you come from out of the shadows?
Yeah.
Join us
Let
at the table.
Take off this hat and my long trench coat.
Take off a couple of those hoodies, too.
Yeah, I got a couple hoodies on here and some vests and then another trench coat and another hat.
And I can't see your eyes either. Take off all those sunglasses.
Oh, I got a couple sunglasses. All a different color.
What did you pitch back there? I thought you might...
Murder juice.
Murder juice.
That's my idea.
Listen, I think this is an awesome idea. I think we've been looking to shake things up for a while. I think a lot of our campaigns have been a little soft. Maybe we could get... did they execute that BTK killer guy? Maybe he could be the spokesman.
No, you know, and I'm a pen pal with him. I think this is
you are
right up his alley.
Yeah. What kind of things do you guys write about? That sounds awful.
You know, basically like... I don't judge you, bro. What's your...
Is that him to you or you to him?
That's me to him.
Now, when you say mountain water is right up the BTK killer's alley...
Yeah, because... Well, murder juice. If we call it murder juice and then get BTK killer involved, you know, I don't know what kind of ad that is. Maybe it's so weird and messed up that it'll actually make us money.
I like that it's not soft, like Chris was pointing out. But I think if you say it really quickly, it sounds anti-Semitic, okay?
Murder juice. Got it,
Murder juice.
Hey, you guys drink anything? Murder juice. I know. I want to as well. But what are you drinking? I don't want that to be the conversation at the bar.
Fair.
Like at a
it's a good call.
A white nationalist party.
Yeah, imagine white nationalist party.
You know, I murder Jews. Yeah, I get it. Get me some water, please.
Skinheads love water.
I hear you. I guess we got a bell on that one, although I will be sad to lose the slogan of "We will bind, torture, and kill your thirst."
And scene. That's how it works, folks. We're going to take liquids off your table and do scenes with them. That would be limiting, huh? So,
Dennis Rader is out there listening. What's up, man?
That part, the pen pal thing is true, right?
Yeah, that's all true. Yeah. I used to write to Tex Watson also.
I don't know that one. That's deep. Is that from Manson?
Tex Watson, yeah, he's the main Manson dude. Yeah, the main one.
The main Manson. Other than Manson.
protect.
Even more cool than Magic is actually...
His trading card's worth the most, is that what you're saying?
It's the most because he had more kills that month.
Oh, that's not funny. Guys, we crossed the line. If anyone's relatives... Whoa! That's never happened to me before. Except for some liquid death.
Does anyone have a relative that was killed by a serial killer?
I was going to say that, but I stopped myself. Yeah, you say, and
we are in the home of the Zodiac, so we might want to be careful with that.
Yeah, these are
question.
That's
right.
These are
right.
Yeah,
BTK is more Seattle, but yeah.
You know what this town's about is the San Francisco 49ers going to the Super Bowl. Right.
Very nice. Yeah.
We did not get a good applause from that.
Wow.
At all.
You would have thought a little more.
Yeah.
I think these guys are leaving that other stuff where people are celebrating the 49ers. I think they're trying to get away from it, maybe.
Oh, yeah? Like a lot of people, is that like the Indians or something? Like people look down on that term, 49er?
Yeah.
Is 49er offensive?
Derogatory.
Yeah, it implies that all they wanted was gold when they came here.
Yeah, it's like really...
We cut to a cafe in San Francisco. Hey
there. I'm a prospector. And I see you got yourself a sign that says 49ers.
Yeah, the San Francisco 49ers. You psyched about that?
Absolutely not.
Are you not a football
been prospecting
fan?
Prospecting for so long since 49.
Hey, stop biting our silverware. That's not gold.
I want you to take that sign down now. It's an affront to all my prospecting friends.
Well, let me understand. You don't mind being called a prospector, but you do mind...
Yeah, prospector, prospy, P-Rosk, gold grabber.
Gold grabber, even.
You can call me a gold grabber.
What about a gold digger?
We only say that to each other.
Sorry, I didn't know. I like a lot of the prospector songs, and when they get to the gold digger, I like to sing along. Oh! The GD word.
I'm sorry, can I get a matcha?
Okay, here we go. There you go.
Thank you. Okay. And can I have a steel straw, please?
No problem. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you, old man with old homeless clothes on and a pickaxe.
This is Mary. She helps me find me gold.
Wait, you prefer to be called an old man with a pickaxe over 49er? What is it
about? I am an old man with a pickaxe. So just describe what you saw.
Don't swing that around.
Ah, I can't stop myself.
Didn't you see our sign at the front that also said no weapons and has a picture of a gun and a big Bowie knife?
Not a picture of a pickaxe.
There, you're right. Can someone put a pickaxe on that sign?
If you're not going to take down the sign,
what is it about
I'm
the year 49?
To write a Yelp review about
what is it about 49? I don't get it.
Huh?
Why is that insulting? Is that the year? Why is it 49? Was it 1849?
Can I take a guess?
Yes.
The way I heard it was that an old prospector was having sex with a smaller person.
Oh, no.
And so far, this is all correct.
Oh, no.
And so they were going at it head to toe. And someone said, hey, look, it's a 69er because, I mean, a 49er because it's 20 off from a 69.
Okay, I got it a long time ago.
Did you, though?
And that's my history.
And scene. Sorry about the 49ers slur, folks. I'll tell you, I'm supporting them. You want to know why? Because I'm good friends with their quarterback. Really good friends. Because when the UCB came to New York in 96, their quarterback was really nice to us. She was part of the alt comedy scene. And when we got there, Janine Garofalo was like, I'll help you guys out. Get booked into rooms and stuff, and she became friends with Amy and everything. Wow. And she's funny. Are you guys fans of her comedy too, Janine Garofalo? Yeah. And then when I heard that she was quarterbacking the 49ers, I was like, she can do anything she puts her mind to.
I feel like a lot of other football players judge that she brings her notebook onto the field.
Yeah. But and I puts it down. Like,
yeah,
on the turf right before she yeah. calls a play.
But I actually just think it's like cool and part of her aesthetic. And yeah. if that's how she works, I think that's why are people judging that?
Yeah.
I'm good with that too. Yeah. And she doesn't call plays in the huddle. She tells really heartfelt stories.
Yeah.
And she wants those stories to inform the play, you yeah. know? Like, she doesn't like to tell guys where to go.
No. You go where you want to go.
Yeah. Listen to my story about Boston. And based on that, go out for a pass. Where all the other quarterbacks are all about X's and O's. Boring.
And none of them are friends with Ben Stiller.
No. No.
At every game. He's at every game.
Ah, I love football. Okay, we haven't taken a suggestion yet, and that's how we usually do this. So I'm going to start over here, and from this area over here, if you can shout out a word, we'll do a, we'll try to think of something to say about it and then do a scene. What did you say? What'd you say?
Pickleball.
Oh, my God. I heard something snakes, and then I thought I heard pickleball. What'd you hear?
I heard pickleball.
Yeah. Pickleball?
Pickleball definitely was very
clear. Is that a real thing?
It is. I just visited. My parents just moved to a retirement community in Florida. And it's like one of these places where there's all these activities.
Yeah.
And they have all these pickleball courts. And my dad told me that all these people who are elderly are like very, very competitive and they take it really seriously.
I don't know what pickleball is.
Can you explain like what based the
he basically is? Told me, and you guys out here might know more than I do. He basically described it as like tennis that's on a smaller court and played with a wiffle ball.
Is that true? And a racket?
Yeah, you have a racket. And my dad joined a softball league. Like there's all these competitive sports in their retirement community and they take it pretty seriously.
Does the ball have to touch the ground on the other court?
Yeah.
Just keep it up in the air?
All I know is small tennis with a wiffle ball. That's the extent of what I know. But apparently it's
very competitive.
Are there
any pickleball players here?
The guy who yelled pickleball.
That woo was loaded, wasn't it?
Woo!
There was only one pickleball player.
Were you the guy who yelled pickleball? Who wooed?
Oh, it is.
Whoa, it's Ric Flair.
The same guy.
It's Ric Flair. He loves pickleball.
Ric Flair?
Woo!
Remember?
Yes.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah, people, he decided to temper his woo a little bit. He was like mid-woo.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Because he was basing it on how good a pickleball player I think he thought he was.
Mom, Dad?
Yeah?
Do you guys sit down?
Okay. Sure. Is everything all right?
No, everything's cool. Everything's good. I don't want you guys to be worried.
I know. You only tell us to sit down when you're telling us something worrying.
Well, you know that I got the scholarship to college,
we're so proud of you, son.
But I'm not going.
What?
This is not okay.
Everyone in our family has gone to college.
You'll be the first person in our family who has not gone to college. We are the inverse of most immigrant families.
We stepped off the boat and went right into colleges.
I know. A couple weeks ago, I was walking home from school and I walked past this tiny park with tiny courts on it. But full
size.
Were
you in the small part of town?
No, that's just it.
Oh.
It was the normal size part of town. So normal sized people were on this tiny court and they were holding little rackets and they had wiffle balls.
Sounds like they're trying to look big to me.
They looked happy, Dad. And that's what I want.
What the hell were they doing?
They were playing pickleball and that's what I'm gonna do.
What's that to do with pickles?
You don't know.
You don't know. Look at your face.
You're about to waste your whole life on something you can't even explain. Chasing some foolish dream.
Yeah?
We cut to 2 years into this new hobby of his, and he's really gone up the ranks of a pickleball. He's beaten a ton of different 80-year-olds, 90-year-olds. And he's in the pickleball locker room. everyone's having a good time, and he feels this is the time to finally ask the question, the root of why it's called pickleball.
Hey, guys. Oh, hey,
great
everybody.
Great today. Great Saturday.
Hey, cast coach.
What's going on? Whatever. What's going on, Junior?
Why? I know this is going to probably sound like a stupid question.
There are no stupid questions in a pickleball locker room.
You're right. You guys are my friends.
The only stupid question in a pickleball locker room is the question you don't ask in a pickleball locker room.
I guess what I'm wondering is, why is it called pickleball?
A heart attack.
Oh, heart attack as well.
Heart attack. Oh.
Ooh.
We must pass on the secret of this name before we all die.
Fuck, I can't administer CPR to all three of you. Why? Tell me why before you die.
You don't know what? Why you don't know about pickleball? Why it's called pickleball?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Not the root of why it's called pickleball. The fact you'd play something for 2 years and not know what it meant. That's crazy.
Well, because I didn't care what it meant. I just cared that I enjoyed the game. Don't you get it, guys?
Don't you think everyone that plays football knows that it's all about kicking the ball with your foot?
I think you just proved my point. So please, before you guys die, I can hear the ambulances coming, but they're so far away.
I'm ready to tell them, boys. Tell them the real truth.
Well,
I'm seeing my mother again in a light. I'm seeing my mother in a light.
It's long been rumored that whoever attains the status of the greatest pickleball player in the world is given a pickle. And shall they eat it, they shall be granted eternal life. This is why all of us are so old while we play it, because we're...
Yeah, that's the only reason you play it. It's a terrible sport. I wouldn't play it unless I was old and looking for a way to live forever.
It's our last chance to survive.
And in 2 years, after beating every other pickle player, the pickles hasn't come to me yet.
There's one guy. He's a dynamo. He lives on the top of a mountain, and he's never been defeated.
Yeah. It's hard to play up there, too. It's hard to play pickleball on a peak.
And the air is very thin up there.
Yeah.
You have to take an oxygen tank, and he has an advantage over everyone because he's already been on one for 11 years.
Okay.
And there's not a store that sells wiffle balls around there either, so you better bring one.
He carves his own.
Carves?
There's polyurethane trees that grow on the top of the mountain. He carves his own wiffle balls out of them.
All right.
It's a toxic environment, really.
Okay. You're doing great, by the way, for someone who just had a stroke.
I recovered. Aneurysm. I was the aneurysm guy. We cut to this guy reaching the pinnacle of the mountain to meet his challenger.
I am here to challenge you to pickleball.
Who is it?
Nathan.
Oh, Nathan, huh? The number one prospect in pickleball gonna challenge me finally?
Yes, show yourself.
Watch out, I'm gonna drop the door. Cross the moat, wait in the lobby. I'll be down there in 5 minutes.
Hold on, honey, before you go, did you say prospect or prospector? Because I don't want you playing one of those dirty 49ers.
And scene. We'll never know who won that game. I've played it once. There's a game they play at Venice Beach, which is a tennis ball they take the air out of and you hit it with a paddle. What's that called?
Paddle tennis.
Okay. Don't say it's also for old people. Is that what you're about to say? Go ahead.
It's slightly easier to reach all the parts of the court.
That's a diplomatic way of saying it's for old people. Okay, I'll take that. Let's get another suggestion from this the extreme right, the far right, the conservatives. John Birch Society over here.
Wait, did you say Renaissance? He did. That's one. It's Renaissance.
Okay, that's a big fancy word. Renaissance man. Person can do
something with it. Appropriate.
Renaissance. What makes you say that? What do you like? Who who I was thinking about. I had tinnitus like a week. I still have it, but it was terrible like a week ago. And I was thinking, I get why Van Gogh cut his ear off. I wanted to cut my fucking ear off last week, even though that wouldn't have solved it. But it was driving me mad. And I felt like if I was slightly crazy, I would have cut my ear off.
Wow.
That wouldn't have helped.
It wouldn't have helped. I know. But I was, you want to just bang it.
You should have just gotten a nail and nailed it into your eardrums.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, just a small nail, though.
We cut to the some neighborhoods will have like in small towns will have someone that's not an official medically trained doctor.
Come in, be quiet, but come in.
Hey, doc. Grandma said I should come down here, and you're open on Sundays, and I have an ear problem I wanted to ask you about.
Well, you knew the password of Grandma said I should come here, so I know I can trust you. What's the nature of your ear problem?
There's like a ringing in my ear, and I can't afford to go to a city doctor, so Grandma said. In my case, it really was my grandma.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's weird that that's...
That's a happy coincidence. How long has the ringing been going on?
Like a week.
Okay. Sit in this chair.
Mm-hmm.
And take two deep breaths. Now I'm going to beat the shit out of you with this hammer.
What? Oh, hey!
What are you doing?
How's your ear feeling?
Oh, my God. I forgot about my ear pain. Oh, my arm.
$70.
What the fuck? You think you broke my arm? Oh, it's so much worse than my tinnitus.
You're having an arm problem now?
No.
How long has this problem been going on?
A couple of minutes. Just let me out of your house.
Okay, wait.
$70, by the way. God.
Yeah, $70 to fix your... That's some Bernie Sanders shit right there. $70 is totally reasonable to fix a long-lasting ear problem.
Okay.
I can help
Grandma
you with your
said
arm
you
if
want
you want.
A lot of corn, but okay.
I can help you with your arm if you want.
Can I just get out of here?
Okay, if that's what
oh,
you
don't
want.
Grab my... Don't grab that arm! Let go!
Sit down. I'm going to fix your arm. Pull down your pants.
Chair stinks.
If you... you want, yeah, okay, you're strapped in. I'm going to... Okay, these are usually used on cattle, but I'm...
What
gonna,
is that?
I'm going to hook these up to your testicles.
What?
Yeah, this is what we usually use to get cattle to start moving in the direction we want them to walk.
What? I don't believe that.
Cut to that evening.
Honey, did you go to the doctor?
Grandma, a guy, he was not... He didn't solve any problems. He just gave me other problems that were bigger than the problems I had.
You like, your arm hurts?
It did until he zapped my balls.
Well, that's how he works. He just finds something that's more painful kind of to wean you off your original illness.
Grandma, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to have babies. My balls, look at them.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know.
And now I only can walk in one direction. Watch. Just, every time I start to walk in a different direction, my body reacts. It starts trembling.
Well, thank God the tinnitus is gone. Do you want a chicken pot pie tonight?
Oh, gross. I hate chicken pot pie.
Well, you're going to have it because that's what I made.
She slams a piping hot chicken pot pie into his face. It's like a fucking napalm.
We cut back to the doctor's office. So how long has your tongue been burned?
And same. All right, I'm going to do a survey. How many people here love chicken pot pie? Okay. How many people here hate chicken pot pie? Oh, so most people are just neutral on it. You see, I hate it. Now, these guys love it.
Well, hold on a second, though. But you, what you hate is the chicken pot pie your mom made as a punishment that was like a shitty chicken pot pie.
Yeah, it was one of those Swanson's, the ones you warm up.
Yeah. Who loves the Swanson chicken pot pies? See?
I like that it's this couple that loves Swanson chicken pot pie.
That's like getting like Totino's pizza rolls and being like, don't like pizza, guys.
Not a fan.
That's all I knew, though. If that's all you know.
But so the people who said they did not like chicken pot pie, have you like had a really well-made from scratch chicken pot pie?
No, they're talking.
Has anyone had one of those and been like, you know what? I don't like this.
Only Swanson.
You've only had Swanson.
He's with me.
And you don't like chicken pot pie.
Yeah.
well,
like I was telling,
I introduced you to these people. You guys need to get together and have a crazy night,
a crazy swinger night.
Get
and try out each other's foods that you hate.
Get the best like chicken pot pie recipe.
Okay, guys. I don't know if you've ever done a soft swing. That means we're not gonna. That means
we don't touch. I'm ready to rock and roll, man.
All right, that means the couples don't touch.
Yeah.
And sometimes it means, like, you watch us have sex, we watch you have sex. We like to start a little softer, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's keep it soft.
Yeah, but really soft on the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a safe space to express ourselves? Because I just want to say this guy is making me wildly uncomfortable.
I think it's just enthusiasm, but we need to let him know the parameters.
I just like the soft swing, baby.
He was your Uber driver? Is that how he got here?
That's how we got him involved.
This guy said, told me where you guys were going. I had to get in.
Generally, we like it to be couples that have known each other for a while, but I guess an Uber driver and a client
can be a couple. We're technically a couple, sure. So, soft swing, how does that begin then?
Well, it usually begins with kissing, but we like to start a little softer and just watch. We'd like to... our couple to watch your couple eat something that we don't usually eat.
Yum, yum.
Okay, we're going to take it slow.
All right, so I guess we'll go first. You guys have some food for us?
Yeah, I mean, you guys said that you don't usually eat cheese fondue, so that's what we brought.
Yeah, we want to watch you and your Uber driver eat cheese fondue.
All right.
Yummy.
What do you want us to eat?
Not bad. Not bad. Chocolate and cheese.
This is good stuff.
We just read about it.
And you guys are going to have to eat.
I don't like this pause in the way you're looking. Don't say pussy. It sounds like you're about to say pussy.
We both agreed that we like was...
Wait, a food that we don't like?
One that we like that we they do. Have to eat.
Oh, okay.
You have all to right. give us a food we've never right. had.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we already talked about it.
I can't take and this anticipation.
And we decided you guys
give
would
it to
eat
me. Give it to me.
The red vines.
Ooh, yeah. I've only had Twizzlers my whole life. Oh, red vines, skinny Twizzlers.
Get stuck in between your teeth. Oh, see, I'm nervous.
You're starting to feel it now.
Yeah. You eat that fondue. I'll eat this red vine.
Ooh, you played hard to get, and now you just got.
I feel a little weird about this. If I can just time out, I felt we were both going to do entrees. I feel weird dipping into a candy while you guys are eating a meal.
I mean, that's all we had, though, because we didn't know what was happening. We didn't know that we were going to be here swinging.
I have red vines available for my customers. Yeah.
I also just want to make sure.
Also weird.
We believe in full consent, and I just want to make sure that you're not doing this to ensure that you get 5 stars. Because I don't want you holding this rating over someone's head to force them into a non-consensual situation.
Oh, yeah. I really hope you're not soft swinging for your Uber rating. Oh, is that what this is?
You don't understand how the rating system works, man. It has such an effect on things. I needed to do what I had to do. And I just thought, you know, okay, I'll come in, I eat some fondue, you know, whatever. I get some ratings.
Do you not even like fondue?
No!
So you're here just trying to drive people around, pick up a little extra cash, and now you gotta eat cheese fondue so strangers can get off.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
the first one in my family not to go to college.
Insane. What do you guys think about when you're at a meal that's like a fondue meal where everyone's dipping into one common thing? There's like 12 people and some of them you don't know. Am I just too germophobic that way? And you see someone doing the old double dip with some bread into the dip and you're like, all bets off
now.
Yeah,
just don't do public dips like that.
Like unless I'm the first one to show up. Like, if I get there while the guy's, like, lighting the little thing and setting, like, the pot down, boom, I'm in, I'm out, I got
Sir, we haven't opened yet. The wedding is, the wedding ceremony is still going on.
But, yeah, no, that, no public dips for me.
I always feel uncomfortable, too, because I assume those are food situations that have rules I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I get very self-conscious, like, this works a certain way. And am I going to be the asshole everyone's looking at? That's happened to
like
me.
Like it's an ethnic food that you don't know the traditional way to eat it? Is that
what
you're saying?
Yeah, I once was at a table with a bunch of people. It was actually UCB Torco, and we stayed at someone's parents' house on the tour. And they served us a type of fish where I guess you're not supposed to eat the skin at the bottom. And I didn't know that, so I was just eating all the fish that had been put in front of me.
Right.
And everyone was just getting quieter and quieter. And by the end of the meal, like about two-thirds of the way through the meal, I realized everyone else had this piece of the food that they knew not to eat. So I was effectively just like, it would be the equivalent of like if you handed me an orange and I just ate it like an apple, you know? And I didn't fucking know, and I just never felt more like a fucking piece of Irish Catholic trash.
Don't blame your
religion.
Did
they eat the skin at the end?
No, every single other person, so there was a layer of this skin. I don't know what type, I don't remember what type of fish it was, but it was clearly common knowledge of like you eat the meat and the skin stays. And I was just eating it like fucking
tougher
Gollum.
Fish that's with spikes.
That's a shit fish.
Shit fish.
It's a shit fish. It lives most of its life sitting in shit.
And then I remember too, the guy's
mom.
Never
eat the bottom of it.
My friend's mom was like, no, no, no. And you remember that fucking scene in To Kill a Mockingbird where Atticus is like the poor kid pours syrup on his breakfast and Scout starts laughing and Atticus is like, don't judge someone for how they eat. Don't judge the poor trash person for how they eat. It's rude. I felt like that in my heart.
I don't remember that.
Right? You guys remember that, right?
What's the poor person
there
doing?
There was this kid who came over and he was like the kid, he was like from a family that couldn't pay their debt. So the dad sent like biscuits to pay the debt for his lawyering. And he just took a big thing of molasses and poured it all over his food. And Scout was like, what are you doing? And Calpurnia and Atticus were like, Scout, go in the other room right now. And then Atticus was like, you can't judge people who don't know decorum because these people don't even like, they're poor, you know? And I felt like that person to my heart.
I'm using a potato to eat my cereal. Oh, the flakes keep falling off the potato. Oh!
Guys, if I could just ask my two kids, just come here, continue eating.
Oh!
You invited your friend over, and I'm glad. I'm getting the sense this person's never heard of a spoon.
Your potato's broken.
I don't want anyone to judge them. No
this
one judges.
Potato's broken. Give me another potato. This one's not holding the milk and the flakes.
Okay, yeah, here's another potato.
This looks better.
In fact, boys, here's your potatoes. Let's everyone eat our cereal. I'll take a potato for myself.
I can suck the milk off potato, but the flakes won't stay.
So everybody just enjoy our cereal. With
this
its
is getting really hard to not have a judgment here.
Excuse me, miss. Ma'am?
Yeah.
Do you have lemon pepper?
What's that?
Lemon pepper.
Lemon pepper?
Lemon pepper or accent?
Yeah, I think I do have some lemon pepper. Let me go to the pantry.
Yep. Do you have any accent?
I'll get both, yeah. Absolutely. Everybody, like, let's put the traditional toppings on our cereal.
Okay, why are we doing this?
Because this is how it works, and we're not going to make anyone feel bad.
All right.
Who brought this guy in the house?
Wait, it wasn't you? This isn't your friend.
Well, you said we brought him in, but we know that we didn't bring him in, so we don't know where this guy came
from. I'm sorry. I'm so poor. I'm so poor, I can't tell what my house looks like.
Right. Wait, you're not friends with either one of my sons?
No, but I'm friends with a son.
Get the fuck out of my house, then. You don't know my children?
No judgment.
No, fuck this person.
Hey!
Fuck this weird potato man.
That's my potato. Let go.
Give me my fucking potato back and get the fuck out of my house.
Give me that potato.
Fuck you. I'll hit
they
you.
They have this tug of war. He will not let go of the potato.
Sneak into my house like this criminal.
Just let him have the potato.
No, fuck this. Fuck this.
Give me that potato.
You're stealing shit from me. Get the fuck out.
This is mine. I walked in here with this.
You brought your own potato?
Yeah.
Fine, then
doesn't
I guess
look
you can keep
like
it.
Yours.
Then I guess you can keep it.
Thanks. Sucker, motherfucker!
What?
This is your potato!
You fucking weirdo! You're a fucking weirdo, kid.
He runs down the street, flipping everybody
off. The mom chases him. Get the fuck back here! Nobody comes into my house and eats cereal. The potato makes me look like a goddamn fucking fool. Nobody. I'll fuck you up, kid.
Mom! Martha! What's going on?
This kid snuck into my house and tried to eat cereal and potato, and now I'm gonna fuck him up physically.
Oh, our neighborhood, right?
You said it.
And scene. It's another day in the neighborhood. Okay. This next suggestion comes from the front row, who we get to see eat the whole show. Give us a suggestion that's not a food, though, so we can get off that. Smoke alarm. I have a smoke alarm that when it runs out of batteries and starts doing that annoying chirping, I cannot get it off the goddamn ceiling without breaking it. Do you guys have that? Where I'm like, oh my God, I can't
you're
get this off.
You're not supposed to just rip it off the...
No, I know, you're supposed to twist and then there's a fucking thing and it's chirping. And my kid's sleeping. I'm like, it's like a bomb's about to go off. And I'm like, it's always the middle of the night. It's never at 2 p.m. It's always at 2 a.m.
It's the exact type. It's happened to me, and it's the exact type of thing that makes me. I've broken many smoke alarms doing exact like dropping them while trying to take them down. And every time it happens, I can just feel like, oh, my wife knows I'm not as good as either of our dads were. You know. I feel that
you mean
so
fixing
often.
Things,
fixing things, arranging things.
Oh, I was thinking the same. I took a different path. Oh no, my wife thinks I'm crazy, and I can't keep it together because I'm yelling at a fire alarm.
My wife's dad, like they grew up in a fixer-upper house, and she always talks about how he did like all the plumbing. He like redid the electricity on his own. He would like refinish entire floors. And I once tried to hang a shelf in our house where everything slid off it because I didn't get the angle right. And then one time her mom made a joke about like, oh, I hope it doesn't come out your shelf. And I realized my wife had probably like made fun of me to her mom, which is warranted and fair, but didn't feel great.
Oh, honey, it just looks like a flat. If my arm wasn't sprained, I would do it. Can you just?
I'll go up and do it.
Okay.
I always do it. I have did it with you when you were kids and when you're, you know, I'll go get it. I don't even need a jack.
Dad, you don't have to do it. Chris can do it.
Are you sure?
Dad, you're too old. You have arthritis.
I mean,
Chris,
Chris, if you want to, I'm not. Yeah.
Daddy has arthritis.
It sounds like it would make him feel good if he did it though.
You know, he had that pickleball accident.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No. Sure. Yeah. I'll try it. Let me just pop the. Anybody know how to pop the trunk? Anybody figure out how to?
You trying to say pop the hood?
Pop the hood.
It's open the trunk. Pop the hood. You don't pop the trunk.
That's just a little car humor for a bunch of. That's just a little car humor. Me and your dad, a couple car boys. Yeah, no, I'll get the spare out of the trunk. Yeah, I think.
I think they were called the car guys, not the car boys.
Oh, yeah, the car guy. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, I'll lift the spare out. Yeah, here. Oh, and then the jack's right under it. Great, yeah, I'll.
Oh, looks like it's starting to sprinkle. Hurry up.
Oh, yeah, great. No, I think this actually goes better in the rain because the rain kind of loosens everything up and lubricates the. lug nuts?
I'm gonna go walk into the field and take a leak.
Okay.
And when I come back, hopefully we'll be ready to roll.
We see lightning on the horizon getting
yeah.
closer.
No, I'll get this done quick. Yeah, I'll get this done. Yeah, I'll just okay. It's all.
It's really starting to rain.
Oh God, in the car.
Hey, gang, look, I got us a buck.
Oh, Daddy,
I told you not to
kill any deer.
I wrestled him to the ground and broke his fucking neck.
Daddy, I'll strap him on the roof. In the trunk.
We'll put him on the roof. How's the tire going, Chris?
I got it. Like, I got the car about 2 inches off the ground so far, so I feel like I'm making great progress, and the dam's going to break on this. We're going to be done any second now.
All right, looks like the roads are starting to flood, just to let you know.
Also, that's a centimeter tire iron, not inches, Chris.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, no, I knew that. I was just doing all the metric conversions in my head because that's something I can do easily. Okay. Yeah, the car's up high enough. I'm going to start getting these nuts off.
Hey, guys, should I go help him?
Can you just help him without emasculating him? Okay? Just make him think he did it.
I mean, you're going to have to think about this. You're going to live with this man for the rest of your life. You're going to have, smoke alarms like chirping, chirp, chirp, chirping. This guy was going to tear down the wall because he won't know how to turn it off.
I know. That's why we're going to have several handymen.
Okay, I got the lug nuts off. Oh God, this car. I think this car's starting to move. This car shouldn't be moving while it's up on this thing, right?
What's going on?
I think. Lightning
hits the father as he grabs the tire iron and you see his skeleton.
Oh my God, are you okay?
Oh no.
I'm okay, everybody. Just another lightning strike.
Oh. Wait, was that?
You just got shot.
I don't know what the hell happened. I just got a lightning bolt shot through my body, and I guess old memories of songs came out.
Wow, that was really impressive.
We cut to the next Thanksgiving dinner. And let's find some wood utensils for Daddy, because if he touches metal, he'll start singing.
Right, yeah.
Doctor said if I have another lightning strike, it'd probably be over.
Yeah.
Most people just have one and barely survive. So since I've had four, let's not tempt the fates. We just have
wooden
cutlery.
I just want to apologize again, because I know if I had changed that tire quick enough, you probably wouldn't have been struck by that lightning and sang Papa Ooh My Mouth, though. I just want to say sorry.
Oh, wow. Now that's a question. Has anyone here been struck by lightning? Oh, are you for real? Your car? I thought that's not supposed to be possible. Tell us about that. What happened?
I was on the Beltway in DC, and my antenna was up, and lightning bolt came down and incinerated the antenna.
So her antenna was up. And it incinerated the antenna. Did you feel anything?
It felt like a big impact. It blew one of the tires. The heat generated blew one of the tires.
Wow.
Holy shit.
What kind of car was that?
A Bronco.
A what?
A Bronco?
A Scirocco.
Isn't that a sauce you put on things?
Who makes the Scirocco?
Scirocco?
Volkswagen Scirocco?
84.
Okay.
Now, is it an urban legend? I always heard that if your car gets hit by lightning, you're not supposed to touch anything. Does anybody else heard that?
Yeah, your car's supposed to be grounded inside. Not the Scirocco.
But how long, Chris? I don't understand.
I always heard that like if you're in your... But like if you touch the metal handle to try to get out, you'll die. So you're supposed to just sit there, I guess? I don't know.
So there's like a charge in the metal?
That's what I remember hearing as a kid. But you hear a lot of weird shit
when
you're a
kid. Yeah, that sounds
crazy. So did you just stay in your car until it decharged? Got it.
Ah.
So you were just going to keep going. Like, when it hit and you saw it, you were like, fuck it, we're going to keep going. And it was like, God damn it, the tire. No, keep going.
We're
going
to make that B-52's concert.
Wow, man, that's intense.
What were you on your way to? The airport.
Oh, my God. Did you get on
that
plane?
To escape the thunderstorm.
I would not get on that plane. Like, this is a sign.
Okay, we're in a car that's just been hit by lightning. Oh! Okay, don't touch anything. Don't touch anything, guys. Guys.
I'm getting out of here.
No, no, no. Wait, no. Let me put on a song. Let me put on a calm song.
Let me out of here.
Hold on. He's
You're just hitting
song.
Us.
I'm putting on a calm song so we don't freak out.
Okay, but don't touch. One of the guys kicks it off. Oh, I told you to take that whole CD off.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
All right, let's relax.
All right, we got to.
Oh, that is so not relaxing, that song.
I'm scared that we're going to get hurt. I'm scared that we're going to miss our bachelor party in Cincinnati. I'm scared about everything.
I'm so scared we're going to miss the bachelor party.
It's not a real bachelor party, guys.
What?
What? What do you mean?
We're going to go see the finale of Bachelor.
Isn't that what a bachelor party is?
So when you said you were throwing your bachelor party in Cincinnati.
That's what you meant?
Are you not even getting married? That.
Huh? No. Like, who? Hell no.
We thought it was
chick.
Weird that we never.
I took off work and spent all my money to go to California to go see a bachelor finale party. Wait.
How much money did you have if you're driving there with your friends? What have you spent?
Hey, man, I don't got a lot of money, all right?
My bad.
Wow.
Wait,
snob.
Are we going to the actual taping of The Bachelor, or are we just watching it on TV?
No, we're going to High Tops and watching it on TV with a bunch of like-minded buds. You guys been to High Tops, right?
No, what's
I
High Tops?
I don't think I have. I forgot about the charge.
Oh, yeah. Gotta not touch any metal.
As we sort out this bachelor party fiasco, let's not forget the imminent danger.
But
I'm sorry.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, I don't even watch The Bachelor.
I've
I
won't
know what's happening
episode.
In the finale.
When,
I don't
when
either.
We were getting drunk about a month ago, and I said, hey, I'm going to get married. Let's have a bachelor party.
Yeah. I'm going to get married.
Separate thoughts. You know what I mean?
You just meant, like, I will get married someday.
Yeah.
In addition to that, let's have a bachelor party.
Yeah. It could have been, is Carl Reiner still alive? I mean, any kind of thought. But instead, I just went right to the next. It was like, let's have a bachelor party. Did I say that? Bachelor party?
You just said
that. You've always used one party when you've said it.
You should have said the show, The Bachelor, or something.
I'm so sorry.
Like
I thought you got it.
Yeah, bachelor party, we would have called out after the third or fourth time you did it. We would have been like, why do you keep saying the second party?
Forgive me.
It's hard to forgive you when we're now in an electrified car.
Yeah, we can't.
Very hard to find forgiveness in my
heart.
We
have to
right
wait
now.
Till a state trooper comes by to decharge our car.
Or a Tesla.
That's right.
Yeah, a Tesla could just tow us back to town without a driver.
Do you think if a lightning bolt hits a Tesla, it can go 10 times faster?
Just speeds up.
And scene. I want to talk about Colton's suitcase.
Colton's what?
Suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I traveled with Colton today on Southwest. I almost said South by Southwest. It's an airplane with people wearing leather jackets and listening to country music. No, he has... Well, how did you get this fancy suitcase you have? Describe to the audience what kind of suitcase you
have. It's called the Ovis by Forward X. Has anybody seen the suitcase? Anybody?
No one. And we're in tech country, too.
So it's a... You know how Instagram just has, like, shit that you talk about show up?
Yeah.
And or that you're just like are searching, you know. And so I always am searching a lot of travel stuff. I like travel gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing comes up, and it took me to this Indiegogo thing where I signed up, and this was like maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago.
Okay.
And in the mail, it finally came last month. And it's...
Wait a minute, what? It was being developed? That's what was happening?
Yeah, I don't think they had it done, because actually even what I have is not even what was in the video that I paid for. It's a little different.
So when you
first one was clearly their concept one, which is cool, and this one is a little less cool than that, but this one works. It still works.
Yours is pretty cool.
Yeah. So yeah.
And they still don't even know what it does.
Yeah. And so it showed up, and I was super excited. And this was my trip up here. It was my first time actually using.
Oh, now I see.
And basically, it's a carry-on, luggage carry-on that links to this little bracelet that you have on. And so you just walk, and it just kind of follows you like a droid.
Yeah, it was indeed. And I was playing the guy that didn't know him that was annoyed by it. Get your fucking suitcase out of my way. But it's literally like 10 to 12 feet behind him. Figuring out problems and shit. Like,
yeah, it's got cameras on, so it'll go around.
I'm going to do
like
an impression of Colton's.
This was Colton's suitcase.
We cut
lost and sad.
We cut to the TSA security at LAX. Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
Your suitcase just took off its shoes and it's trying to come through the human. Say, can you just ask it to climb up on the conveyor belt and go? I know I don't want to insult your suitcase, but
I mean, I think you're gonna have to tell LX47 yourself because. If I say it, he's just going to get angry with me.
LX, I get that. I totally understand that. It's just, you know, we have policies here. I'm just doing my job. We take the TSA. There's no need to call me that. There is no need to speak to me that way.
Wow, you moved here in 1849, huh? Oh, not cool.
Let's not go there. Just because I came here doesn't mean I need to work as a gold prospect. We can get other jobs, too.
Shoes on the belt. Put your shoes on the belt. Take your clothes off. Take your jacket off. Put your computer, anything larger than a cell phone, must be put on in the bed. Throw it in there. Get going.
Thanks for the backup, Hank. LX, we have rules here. We can't let you just go through the thing where you hold your hands above your head. You gotta climb. I know you find it degrading, but it is what it is. You have to climb up on the conveyor belt.
And suddenly a hologram message comes out of the suitcase.
Oh, whoa, look, it's the ambassador.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Is that ex-ambassador Yovanovitch?
It's ex-U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
Hello, ma'am.
What are you doing? What do you want to tell us?
I have evidence fired. That must...
Oh, no, the message went away.
Hey, give that... Alex, give that back. Give that back. We need to see
it's
that.
It's a choppy message because there's been a lot of damage.
We got to get on this plane because we got to get this message to somebody.
So this is like a Death Star situation.
I don't know. I don't know what the message is about. I'm just the messenger.
Hank, what do you think? Should we let this... suitcase.
I don't know who that robot is, but he better take his belt off. Put your belts off, take your shoes off.
The robot does comply, and it does kind of deconstruct itself a little bit, and the outer casing comes off, and then this weird, disturbing robot genitalia. It's kind of
part of the engine.
Okay.
Other people are starting to turn and look.
Let's just, you know,
children.
Since you're carrying an important message from a
robot penis.
Oh God! You know, let's just keep it quick. If you're going to do it this way, since you're carrying a message from an important ex ambassador, just come through the human line. Just go quickly. Let's get it done. And then, for God's sake, put your clothes on.
This way, buddy. Hey, man, I really appreciate it.
And I just want to be clear. You don't know anything about this message that your robot's carrying?
No, man. I don't know anything about it. I'm just, you know, like this other guy who's just kind of there, you know?
That sounded suspicious.
And see. He was the C-3PO. Now I understand. All right, let's go to the back where I'm pointing back here. Let's get a word.
Hawaiian landfill.
Hawaiian landfill.
Is that a real thing? Wait, what made you think about that?
There's a place called the Hawaiian landfill in Fresno.
I don't know what she's. Do you guys know what she's talking about? Okay, sometimes I think this is a local thing, and I'm looking at the locals like, no, we don't know what she's talking about. So what would be? I think she's just making something up, right, Chris?
Well, I think in Fresno there is like a landfill that we're.
Wait, what's?
There's a landfill area.
Just yelled, "Oh God, yeah!" Do you know what they're talking about now?
Sad to say. What?
Someone just yelled, "That's Tulare," and everyone knowingly laughed.
Yeah, and also cow shit is not a landfill, right?
Who? Why are you yelling at me, dude? I live in Atwater Village. There are no cows
or landfills. I like people getting angry about any information that another person doesn't know.
Man, fuck that place!
You don't know who Van Halen is! What about you, Chris? What makes you mad? What's some information? Like, a lot of people got mad when Billie Eilish didn't know who Van Halen was. Some people get mad when some people don't. Like, a local doesn't know some famous local thing.
I don't get mad when people say they've never seen Star Wars. You have so many liquid death waters, Horatio. I don't get mad when people say they've never seen Star Wars. I get if it's not your thing. I do get mad when people act like they're the fucking most high-cultured person in the world because they've never experienced the most omnipresent
right,
piece
proud
of pop
it.
Culture. Yeah. When people rub that in your face, I'm just like, what do you get out of it? Like,
I've never seen it.
That tone, that is very sanctimonious to me.
Hey, Colton, these are my friends. And
yeah. I've never met them before.
Colton mostly listens to NPR. He's not really a pop culture guy.
Yeah, NPR is pretty much it.
You know what's really good is that 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, that's so much fun, that show.
Yeah.
Love that.
You go to High Tops and see it with a group of like-minded goons.
Yeah. I love shows.
That sounds like fun.
Man, that show is so funny. It's about love and how desperate people can be facing the U.S. immigration system. I love it.
Timely.
Yeah, man. It's fun to watch a reality show about people in hard times.
Your voice has an edge, but I totally agree.
Yeah.
It's real human drama.
I've never seen it because of that reason.
But if you've never seen it, how would you
makes
know?
Entertainment out of a horribly broken immigration system.
Oh. What kind of shows do you like?
Mostly the Weather Channel. I like to see where the storms are coming from, which direction they're going.
Colton loves high-pressure systems. I'm sorry if I didn't say it right. You're rolling your
eyes. I'm a bit of a slut for high-pressure systems.
Well, let's the rest of us go and leave Colton here to watch his thing, and we can go out and do our thing.
Well, I'm not going to leave my boyfriend here.
Uh-huh.
You just want to...
Since you're so into the Weather Channel, I mean, you do your thing.
Oh,
I was just answering that was what I watch. I wasn't saying that's what I'm watching right now.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking what you are saying, but I would never say it out loud.
That was so rude.
I don't know. I figured cut to the chase, and I think, obviously... Colton doesn't.
Hey, Cindy, can I talk to you in the bathroom?
What's that?
Can I talk to you in the bathroom?
Yeah, sure.
What is up with Horatio? That was so rude what he said to my boyfriend.
It's wild because he's, you know, he and I have been dating for like 6 weeks. He's kind of, my boyfriend is the exact opposite of your boyfriend.
It's very weird they just
Colton,
the two of us here together, isn't it?
Why did you?
Hey, man, let the ladies do their thing, bro.
Well, maybe you should leave us just for
sorry.
Like, yeah, my boyfriend, like, he only eats pork products and listens to cock rock.
He only eats pork products? Is that
literally survived? I've never seen him eat a vegetable. I've never even seen him eat chicken. He only eats pork products. And his favorite genre of music, and he terms it this way, cock rock.
Hey now, I'm an all-star.
Want a baby back slap of ribs? Everything is cool as long as it's full of pork.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Could you get off the couch, please?
My boyfriend only listens.
Get off the couch.
Sorry, I gotta get on the couch and sing. You know.
My boyfriend doesn't listen to music with words.
My boyfriend doesn't even know how furniture works. He's always going on furniture in the wrong positions that they're not meant for.
My grandmother forced me to sit in chairs with three legs when I was younger, so I have a problem with furniture.
I can tell.
Easy.
I wonder how long. Oh, here, you guys
how
are
did
back.
I become the weird one.
Good, you're back. Okay.
We decided to come back. We figured we'd all be in the same room again, like civilized humans.
Well, let's go to this escape room. The reservation is at 8:30.
We cut to the escape room.
All right.
I've never done with these, but I'm so excited.
Okay, I think this clue has something to do with these pictures on the wall, because everyone in this picture is wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that is true, and they all have different flowers.
Hey, Horatio, can you take that clue out of your mouth?
What?
I'm pretty
Horatio,
sure.
Spit the clue out, or we won't know what it is.
I didn't know we were supposed to spit them out.
I mean, you're never supposed to.
Well,
you're
never supposed to put them in your mouth.
The first question.
Oh, God. Thief! What?
My God.
Now it's surrounded with vomit or something. What was it? We need it. It's a clue.
I don't know. I spit it out down there. Grab it.
It's not vomit. It's pork fat.
I've never done that. I never would.
Colton, get us out of here.
I'm trying.
It smells like vomit.
That's the thing with these escape rooms. We can't just leave. We're stuck here.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all on the same page that clearly we should call in tonight and go our separate ways, but this escape, we had to pick the expert level.
Guys, seriously, I'm getting claustrophobic. This is not working. I want out of here.
I mean, do you think the worker was serious when he said if you pick expert level, they offer you no clues and never let you leave unless you can solve it?
Oh, I think he was very serious.
We cut to 2 weeks later. This is bullshit.
Ba 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 dang a dang a dang dibby 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 dibby.
I beg you, stop
the boogie. Oh, I'm so tired and scared.
We're running out of murder juice.
And Zane, murder juice is water, folks. What area? This area over here. Please give us a word right over there.
Family road trip.
We always drove to Destin, Florida. It was always a nightmare driving. I'm sure with every family it is. I don't have any particular memories. You guys, did you go on a family road trip?
I went on a bunch. I have a memory. It was wild. It's one of the stories from my childhood that the rest of my family, like my father, it's funny. My dad, he's a really great dad, but he was a stressed out guy and he's prone to some fucking rage. Like I think a lot of dads of my generation, like work stress and stuff. We drove to Disney World once and we were driving south on I-95 from New Jersey. It's a long trip. And all of a sudden my brother and I in the backseat, my dad drove a van. He drove a big van my whole childhood. Mostly, I think, so he could stick my brother in the back and we could just fucking fight and he wouldn't have to, like, deal with it. And all of a sudden up front, we hear my mom going, Ken, watch out. And he's like, yeah, I see it. And my mom's like, watch out. And he's like, what do you want me to do? I see it, but what can I do? Watch out. So we look up and I swear to God, there's this fucking bird barreling over the highway, getting lower and lower. And I mean like a fucking, like, bird of prey, like a condor or a fucking falcon or something. And my mom's like, watch out, watch out. My dad's like, I see it. What can I do? And I'm not kidding. The bird just fucking, boom, hits the front of our fucking van. And my dad keeps driving. And it was one of those, now that I'm a father, like I got a 9-month-old. And already I realized, like, oh, part of being a dad is you just straight face crazy shit all the time. You just keep a straight face while fucking lunacy is erupting. And then everybody, me and my brother both were like, oh, I guess it's okay. So we drove. If I remember right, that was in...
Hold on, I want to understand this because I'm a father. Yeah. I need to know this. Are you saying that it's called upon as a parent to ignore chaos for the good of your children?
I think
at some point, sort of pretend like there isn't chaos?
Yeah, I think it was like, the, you know, like when a toddler falls down And if you freak out, start crying. I think it was like the macro level of that.
Okay.
Where he was just like, the thing hit us. It seemed like the van was fine. Everybody's all right. So he was like, cool, we'll just keep going. And I think he probably in his head was like, holy fucking shit, what just happened? But here's the best part, man. So that was in Virginia. And we kept driving for a long time. We get to North Carolina. And we pull off at a rest stop for lunch.
Oh, shit.
And we get out of the car, and my parents get out of the front. We get out of the back, and I hear my mom going like, oh, no, oh, no. Uh-oh. And my brother and I run out of the front, and this bird is sticking out. We've been driving for like an entire state with a fucking giant bird. Like, it went head first into the front of the van and died, but it was hanging out. And we were at like a fucking like Hardee's or something, like one of the fast food places that you didn't have where we were from. So my brother and I were like, we get to eat something new. So we run in, and I'll never forget, and I swear this is true. We walk in, and my dad hands my mom money, and he's just like, get me a number two. Get whatever you guys want. And he goes into the bathroom of this fast food place and comes out with every fucking paper towel he found. And we just ate our food and watched. We couldn't, like, the van was parked with it facing away from us. But we just saw, like, he just took these paper towels and just fucking, like, ripped the thing out. And again, it must have been one of these situations where he was in his head, like, what else can I fucking do? Let's just act like this is a normal way to behave.
Yeah.
And then we went to Disney World.
Dad, oh my God. Dad, you backed over that security guard.
All right, let's keep it going.
Dad, that wasn't a speed bump. That
all
was
right,
the security
what are we
guard for the
to,
parking
huh?
lot.
What do we want to listen to? Graceland, Paul Simon? What does everyone want to hear?
Hey, Frank, I think he's seriously hurt back there.
Hmm?
We might want to just go back.
Yeah, probably. All right. Well, here's the on-ramp. Here we come.
We're going there's a guy crossing. There's a guy. Boom.
Oh, no, Dad.
All right. We've right into the diamond lane because we've got people in the car. So carpool lane.
Rip, rip.
Whew.
Rip,
oh.
Rip.
Oh.
Dad, that's the police. State trooper.
Frank, he wants us to pull over.
All right. Well, let's put the pedal to the metal.
You just sideswiped him, Dad.
All right. There we go.
Took his rear view off.
That's a pit maneuver.
You're going the wrong direction on the highway.
Whoa,
there's three more police car behind us.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I want everyone
McDonald's.
To count them.
Oh,
barrel roll.
Crash into the ball pit.
All right.
Daddy, can I jump in the ball pit?
Of course. Here's $20. Go get whatever you want. I'm going to talk to these police officers.
We see two helicopters overhead now.
But first, I need some paper towels.
State troopers surrounding the McDonald's, forming a perimeter. The kids inside ordering. Oh,
yeah,
how many? A 20? Okay, I'll have the 20 McNuggets.
I don't know. 20's a lot. Are you sure you can get them if you promise you'll finish them? If you'll finish all 20, we can get all 20.
I've never eaten them, but I hear they'll stay till the next day. They're still good the next day.
But you always do.
Did you guys get me some nuggets?
Oh, you want nuggets too? Okay, then yeah. We can definitely get the 20.
All right, we got to get going here.
Dad, your hair's on fire.
Oh, whoop.
Why are all those cops dead?
Huh?
Who killed all those police officers?
I don't know, but look at these toys that they got in the Happy Meals. Those are pretty cool. Everybody likes Despicable Me.
Cool.
It was good. That was one of those kids' movies I enjoyed, too.
We cut to them back on the highway. They're really digging into the 20.
I hope you like it. It's like this new car. It's a SWAT.
So
van.
Much faster.
Yeah.
Nice.
Pretty cool, huh?
Bullets are ricocheting off the SWAT van.
Ding, ding, ding. Hey, there's naked people on the screens behind the seats.
What?
Yeah, it seems like this SWAT team van has a bunch of pornography playing.
icky.
All right, just turn the brightness down and you can't see
each other.
You sure you want just turn the brightness down? We shouldn't tell them to turn it off entirely?
I don't know how to work the SWAT team van DVD system.
You can figure out how to get the brightness down, though. But
well, you just tap the screen. It's a touch screen, I imagine.
We cut to a motel as they're trying to check in. Now the SWAT is forming a new perimeter. Now there's a tank rolling in, helicopters.
That is my rewards number, so it should be in the system.
But, sir, without your AAA card, we can't give you the discount.
This is ridiculous. You see my name on the computer. I've shown you my
driver's. Sir, we told you when you made the reservation, you had to present the card
this
upon getting your reservation.
I'm going
to
leave a very...
Bullets come through the window. Whoa!
Relax, pal. Just do your job.
Do you want two keys or one?
Two keys.
Okay, give them two pass keys. They go to find their room in the motel.
Dude, you got a pool.
We see Navy SEALs
emerging from the pool. They've just been hanging out there all day waiting.
President Trump.
We cut to the White House war room where this is all on video.
Your
cameras.
Plan to put Navy SEALs in swimming pools across the country has finally worked out. We all thought that was ridiculous, but you proved us wrong on this one.
We cut to a Space Force mobilizing on their first mission. Rocket ships going up to the moon and taking off back down to Earth.
We see a phone ringing and it zooms out and Dwayne The Rock Johnson is picking it up. And the president asks him personally to come and get involved.
I'll be there.
We cut to the entrance of Disney World where this family's online buying tickets as representatives of every branch of the U.S. military is lining the parking lot.
Yeah. All right. Boy, that's a pretty steep
price. Okay, sir, can I see your passes?
Yeah, these are the passes we got.
Okay.
These came out the back of a
and
Coke can.
Are you four here as a family, or is the Navy with you?
Hmm?
The Navy behind you, are they with
you? The Navy, the Air Force, the
Marines. You can name them all.
The Army.
Don't forget the Coast Guard. Everybody always disrespects the Coast Guard.
We see the Coast Guard way back in the line of Disney.
Hey, we're here!
Our boat's stuck.
We're ready to protect you on the Jungle Cruise.
We cut to the Jungle Cruise. And that person who runs the Jungle Cruise has so many jokes. Excuse me. Can you not do all the puns on the Jungle Cruise today?
Oh, I thought that's what my deal was.
I know, but we were here 2 months ago.
I say turn it up!
I want puns, and I want them right now.
I find it a little overwhelming.
You know what? You're right. I'm going to go take a break.
Yeah, sorry. No puns for the next half hour.
What a bummer. We cut to a half hour later. He's back! All right! Hey! Here they come!
Weren't we all having fun just watching the fake elephants and the fake snakes and stuff? We don't need all the...
We don't need all that pun stuff, right?
Come on, buddy.
We cut to the employment office at Southwest Airlines. Okay, I see you've never been an airline flight attendant, but you have done... you're the tour guide at Disney, so there is a lot of pun
Jungle
work.
Yeah, Jungle Cruise.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's perfect for us. As a flight attendant at Southwest, we like you to explain safety measures with parody songs. Could you make Old MacDonald into a song that explains people how to put their seatbelts?
I could, but honestly, I think that maybe a little cock rock would get the plane going. And
oh, we went with old standards, but we're always willing to have fun and try something new at Southwest.
Yeah.
So we cut to his first day on the job at Southwest.
Everybody. All right, we'll be flying at that altitude, and now I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Horatio, one of the top dog new flight attendants here at Southwest with his brand new way of delivering the information. Enjoy the flight.
Somebody once told me the flight takes 2.5 hours. Please stay in the seat while we take off.
Remember when the thing falls out of the ceiling? Put the thing on your kid before you do it to yourself because you don't want that.
What song was that?
This is still, you know, all the glimmers is gold, man. You know, but thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
We'll be taking off soon. Okay? Now.
And we cut to, and most times when you hear that, you have your headphones on, you've heard it a million times, but suddenly they're over the ocean. This is a flight to Hawaii to go visit the famous landfill there. And there's big time turbulence, and it comes time to explain what to do.
Oh. Ah.
Everybody calm down. Is everything okay?
What's he saying? I don't understand what he's saying.
I'm really scared. I'm really scared. I need your guidance.
Help us in a parody song format.
Come on, here I go. Shit, I need to think of my favorite cock rock songs just to... Ooh, I know what I'll do. Offspring.
I need your help and I believe in you. You got this.
Okay, everybody. Keep it separated.
What?
What I mean
what
by that.
Keep what separated?
Keep your fear separated from the truth.
What?
You gotta keep your fear separated from reality.
What?
Now you're disrespecting me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Keep your fear separated.
See, folks, this has been Improv for Humans. Horatio Sanz, Chris Gethard, Colton John. Give him a hand. Yeah.
Saturday, March 28th. All humans are asked to go to a special live improv for humans with special music guests at UCB Theatre in Hollywood. Go to mattbesser.com to get line up and tickets.